According to most free will theists, those who are Arminians, an open theist, this means that God must restrict what sovereign power he does possess. He must guard himself from desiring to tamper with our moral freedom or to intervene too quickly or frequently when things don't go as planned. Oh, I really don't want you to eat from this tree. Mm-hmm. I really don't want it to happen. Please. Oh, it happened. All right. I gotta do things.
They have to keep free will, so there's nothing I can do, right? I have to restrain myself, yeah. Right?
That kind of stuff. And that's for all sorts of moral conundrums. The plan he ordains, his decree, is a general plan. Here's a world where I want to have a relationship with free creatures. Let's try and figure this out.
Yeah.
It's not a detailed blueprint for history with this idea of kind of libertarian free will.
Yeah. And so this general providence, right, this kind of broad, general plan means that intervening in a world in which people have such moral freedom, preventing them from acting wickedly, is to undermine the value of moral good, a value that is directly tied to the ability to choose equally between good and evil. If God were to abuse his sovereign powers, says these folks, right, he would abuse man's freedom and prevent all meaningful good from taking place. Thus, he must self-restrain. He must self-limit his power in order for us to have this good of free will.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. Exactly what the Bible says.